Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Bert Show.
Good morning.
Hey, I was just calling to see if y'all ever told the story about the weed being taken out the house. I've been waiting and waiting. I said, here, help my water, help my water. Trying not to go to the bathroom, and I couldn't do it anymore. So I went to the restroom and came back, and y'all were something different. And I'm like, did I miss it?
Jeff teased us earlier by telling us that
this woman in pain, she had to hold her water.
It's not my fault. I put it out there, and Bert gets all distracted. There's a butterfly in the studio.
So I haven't missed it.
No, you have not. We're going to talk about it right now.
Okay, but I do want to say one more thing. Yesterday, I was surfing it down and ran across y'all, and this morning, I found myself tutored it again, so y'all doing an awesome job.
So you
yesterday was
you.
My first day, and I thoroughly enjoyed y'all.
Oh, great.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm glad you're back.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So sweet.
That's a good call right there.
Yeah. That was nice.
That was cool.
All right, so Jeff teased us earlier and said that he had some weed stolen from his house, and at first, I thought he said his wee was stolen from his house, but it's not. It's weed.
Yeah, with a D.
Well, and
it's Michael Phelps.
It's shocking on so many. Yeah, it's shocking on so many levels because Jeff
protects it very, very, very carefully.
Jeff's not the type of person that I would think would even have it in the house.
Yeah, or either is Jessica, which makes the story even more entertaining. So,
okay.
I get an email from a guy who I know who has done some work and stuff in our house, like a handyman type dude. And I got an email from him, and he says, hey, I need to talk to you. I would like to come over and have a conversation with you. And I was, but it wasn't like, I mean, this guy did stuff in our house like 4 months ago, like forever ago, like before Christmas.
So it's completed. So, it's not an ongoing project. So
I was like, wow. And you know, whatever, it's really, you know, is there anything we talk about on the phone? He goes, well, I'd really like to do this. It was a really odd exchange.
Are you sure it's a secure line?
Yeah. It was a really, it was a really, you know, strange exchange that went by. And I kind of like, I honestly thought that he was going to come over to the house and then I was going to get like a pitch on something, like a sob story. Like maybe he had a cousin who needed to go on BBA or, you know, a niece who desperately had to meet Britney Spears. Like I kind of got the sense that that might be what's coming. So I finally forced him into a phone conversation. And during that conversation that he admitted that one of the times that he was overworking in the house, two of the people who were there were, one of them was his 16-year-old son and a 20-year-old guy who worked for him, and they were helping him do one of these projects. And apparently, that was 4 months ago. Fast forward to last week, Dad, the guy I'm talking to, found weed in his kid's room. And it was a little vial of weed. And he said, he grilled his son down and he goes, where did you get this? And the son confessed to taking it out of our house when he was there working on it.
Oh,
dude.
Well, the guy was calling to tell me because he wanted the son to bring it back to me.
Oh.
No.
Hilarious.
Hold on.
Okay.
He wanted the son to bring it back to me, but he did not want me to involve the police. And so I said to him, well, you know what? I said, I would love to help you out with this whole scenario that you have. However, I don't smoke weed. I don't have any weed in my house.
Nobody, I don't blow the chronic, bro.
Yeah. Nobody in my house smokes weed. We don't smoke. We certainly wouldn't own any. And we don't, I mean, we really don't.
It's not mine.
Yeah, entertain.
Dude, it's
and
not mine.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, it's okay.
That's what he was doing.
I won't call the cops.
He was like,
I just want to return something my son stole from
me. He's like, I understand where you're coming from. And we don't, he actually said the sentence, we don't have to discuss possession or ownership or anything like that. I just want it returned to where it came from.
You're like, dude, really, I don't smoke weed.
So I took him like three or four, and I said, well, you know what? I gotta be honest with you. I called you from my home line, and I thought it was going to be a quick conversation. I'm walking out the door. Can I call you back in a couple hours? I'll call you from my cell phone. I'm going to be out running errands, whatever. And I'm like, what the hell? And could not process it. And he said how much it was. He said it was like a little clear vial of whatever. So I go out, I run errands.
Vial.
Who puts weed in a vial?
I know, I'm sitting there going, vial.
A plastic tube.
I don't know. I'm just, you know.
I think it's like one of those plastic tubes that you'd put like film in, those little round ones.
Yeah, is that what it is?
But it was clear.
A film canister.
Right.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense. So anyways.
Guessing.
You know.
So I make the decision.
I read High Times.
that the whole thing's too weird and I just not even going to process it. Whatever. Fast forward to yesterday. When I am digging around looking for a flashlight, and I open the bottom drawer of the little thing in our kitchen, and in there, I see bouncing around two little clear vials of catnip that come with the cat scratchers that Jessica buys to put next to our furniture. So the cat doesn't scratch on the furniture. The cat instead scratches.
So the teenager was smoking catnip.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And you know he would smoke with all his friends, and they're like, oh my God, I'm so high, bro.
Oh,
where did you get this?
And I never even thought.
Did you call the guy back?
I haven't yet. I seriously found it yesterday.
Oh, God, like, that's hilarious.
I totally opened it up, and it's like we have this junk drawer at the bottom of our, you know, everybody's got it.
Yeah.
And it's got, like, sunglass cases, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I needed a flashlight because I was looking for something in the garage.
And it all made sense to you in a second.
And as soon as I picked the flashlight up, like, these three little vials rolled, and, like, in two, like, the flashlight came up, the vials rolled, and the thought popped into my head. God, if we ever die in a car wreck, people are going to think that's weed. Oh! That's what the guy took!
Great.
Kid's been lighting up, and then...
Oh, and his friends are going, dude, this isn't really
that's
good
really
stuff.
Good, gave me a headache, man.
I know.
Made me run around the house. Uncontrollably, like running into walls and stuff.
I can't stop licking myself clean. Let's go get some mice, bro.
The Bert Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.